Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
There are really two pieces of data that every political campaign wants. One is your email address. Piece two in the acquisition stage that they're working really hard at is acquiring money. So it's fundraising.
I've certainly over the years watched her in the Senate hearings. And
that's actually where I think she shines, by the way.
She does. She shines in a good debate and she shines at interrogation.
I was about to say, I like Kamala on the attack. Absolutely.
We have 7 resident choirs at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. So we actually replaced, in 2001, we replaced the CCM Children's Choir with my program. So we have 7 resident choirs ranging from first grade through 12th grade.
Coming up, samples from these 3 podcasts. Dope Labs Podcast, Here to Slay, and Sing the Queen City. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight 3 podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Internet trends come and go faster than you can say .com. From viral dance videos to memes to the latest trending tweets, it seems like there's no way to make sense of the constantly changing and replenishing stream of internet culture. Luckily, there's a podcast that's bringing science to social media, dissecting the cultural and psychological influence behind the likes and retweets. On the Dope Labs podcast, friends and scientists Tita and Zakia find out what's trending online and bring in special guest experts to help them unpack the science behind it. In this wild and unpredictable year, turn to the Dope Labs podcast for a much-needed dose of logic and reason. Because, like the Dope Labs team says, science is in everything and science is for everyone. We've extracted a sample from a recent episode of the Dope Labs podcast titled Persuadables. This episode explores the flood of political ads that inundate us every election season. They unpack the history of political advertising and the fear-mongering and alarmism that's come to define them, and how social media fits into the new political landscape.
Jenna breaks down the objectives of campaign advertising into 4 different stages: awareness, acquisition, persuasion, and mobilization.
In a lot of cases, especially if it's a newer candidate that people are not familiar with, it starts with what we call awareness. And really the goal here is, let's just get out this name and this information to as many people as possible that potentially are within our sort of space or geography so that we get the awareness that we need for the candidate.
Right. So when you think back to any type of primary elections, and always during the primaries, you see a bunch of new names. So when a new candidate comes out and it's primary season and not a lot of people know that person, the aim of that campaign team is to get that person's name out so that more folks know who they are and they recognize the name when they see it.
But then the campaign, especially from an advertising standpoint, moves to the acquisition stage. And what I mean by acquisition is there are really 2 pieces of data that every political campaign wants. One is your email address. Piece 2 in the acquisition stage that they're working really hard at is acquiring money. So it's fundraising.
So boom, if I know you know who my candidate is, I want to know who you are. So I want to build a huge listserv of people who know my candidate, like my candidate, and are willing to support my candidate with a couple coins.
Yeah, so if I see the name Zakia Watley and I'm like, okay, let me go research her website. So I go to her website and I find out more about her. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then they say, put your email here to sign up for this listserv so that, or to find out any updates on Zakia Watley. And so I put in my email address because I want to know more. Now they have a way to target me with more of their ads.
And that's exactly what I did to become your friend.
Our first sample from the Dope Labs podcast with Zakia and Tita. Step inside the internet and learn the science behind the socials with the help of the Dope Labs podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. As we continue our efforts to lift up marginalized voices and welcome more diverse perspectives at the table, sometimes the most important thing we can do is simply listen. Join Dr. Treshy McMillan Cotton and Roxane Gay on their new podcast, Here to Slay, the Black feminist podcast of your dreams. Here to Slay features compelling conversations and uncommonly incisive reads of the politics that shape the world we live in and the popular culture we consume. With the help of trailblazing guests who are making an impact in their industries and the insightful perspectives of your hosts, Here to Slay is one of the leading political and cultural podcasts of the current moment. If you want to laugh as much as you want to be challenged, and if you're seriously smart but don't take yourself too seriously, come on in and take a seat, because Here to Slay is here to stay. Check out this clip from the recent episode of Here to Slay titled, A Historic First, Now What? In this episode, Roxane and Treshy welcome journalists and political experts for a discussion on the nomination of VP candidate Kamala Harris and what this moment really means for Black people and the progressive movement at large.
I have my reservations, that said.
Mm-hmm.
I welcome progress. I have warmed to her because now I've learned more about her, because mm-hmm. I do want to be an informed voter. I do want to know what she stands for, so that when I'm talking about her candidacy, I'm not just talking out of my ass and just saying, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like her. She seems interesting. She seems, you know, she's ambitious. And I've certainly over the years watched her in the Senate hearings. And mm-hmm.
that's actually where I think she shines, by the way.
She does. She shines in a good debate, and she shines at interrogation.
I like Kamala on the attack. Absolutely. I love Kamala dismantling these, you know, faux political theater arguments that happen in a televised Senate hearing.
Judge, have you ever discussed special counsel Mueller or his investigation with anyone?
Well, it's in the news every day.
Have you discussed it with anyone?
With other judges, I know.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
Well, I'm not remembering, but if you have something you want to...
Are you certain you've not had a conversation with anyone at that law firm?
Cassowitz, Benson.
Cassowitz, Benson, and yeah. Torres. Yes or no?
Well, is there a person you're talking about?
I'm asking you a very direct question. Yes or no?
I need to know the... I'm not sure I know everyone who works at that law firm.
I don't think you need to. I think you need to know who you talked with. Who'd you talk to?
I don't think I'm not remembering, but I'm happy to... be refreshed, or if you want to tell me who you're thinking
of. Are you saying that with all that you remember, you have an impeccable memory? You've been speaking for almost 8 hours, I think more, with this committee about all sorts of things you remember. Yeah. How can you not remember whether or not you had a conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that law firm?
I'm not remembering anything like that, but I want to know a roster of people, and I want to know more.
So you're not denying that you've spoke with
him? Well, I said I don't remember anything like that.
Okay. I'll move on. Okay. Clearly, you're not going to answer the question.
I actually think this is where she shines. Here's the thing about how politics go right now, though. That's not actually the vice president's job. The vice president's job is not to prosecute cases, and that's kind of, I think, going to be a real tension for Kamala. Here's what ultimately matters. What matters at the top of any ticket is who the president will allow the vice president to be. Because yes. the vice presidency job is actually shaped by every president. It can be entirely ceremonial, right? Or it can be like what Dick Cheney was for George Bush. It can be an actual power position that oversees political processes. So a couple of things we actually don't know. We don't know how Joe Biden sees his vice president, not in the running of his administration. We don't know how Kamala will shape the role for her own short-term and long-term political ambitions. And I actually think that's going to matter to the question of whether or not we can trust or should trust Kamala to represent things that are important to us, because she's actually going to be quite constrained in what she can do by what Joe Biden wants done.
A sample of Here to Slay from Luminary. Get a fresh perspective on the biggest issues facing our country and the world with Here to Slay, available now on WVXU.org. Just go to the Start Here podcast collection page. Our featured local podcast this week will be Music to Your Ears. Cincinnati, as you may know, is a city with rich choral traditions. And if you don't, you'll find out on this new podcast, Sing the Queen City. From the oldest choral festival in America, the May Festival, to the hundreds of choirs and ensembles that call Cincinnati home, our city is bursting with musical history. Join host Matthew Swanson as he chats with the singers, conductors, and administrators that make our city a hub for choral activity all around the world. Tune in to learn more about the ensembles you've always admired or discover an exciting new corner of the diverse and ever-growing choral community. Now, to give you an example of this cool new local podcast, we turn to their debut episode from a couple of weeks ago. Host Matthew Swanson speaks with Robin Lana, founder and managing artistic director of the Cincinnati Youth Choir, and Jason Alexander Holmes from the Cincinnati Boys Choir. We begin first with Robin Lana.
I asked Robin about the founding of CYC, their current program, and their ongoing activities.
I founded this program in 1993. And we started out with 35 youth singing with us in a December concert. And by the next year, we kind of blossomed into three smallish to mid-sized choirs. And now in a healthy year, we serve up to 1,000 singers a year. Of course, this is the year of COVID, so things are a little different this year. We have 7 resident choirs at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. So we actually replaced, in 2001, we replaced the CCM Children's Choir with my program. So we have 7 resident choirs ranging from first grade through 12th grade. They all overlap in age. Our singers are placed somewhat by age, but also by readiness level and ability. And we put them in the place that they are going to grow the most. Then we have something we partner with May Festival and Vocal Arts Ensemble, a program called the Cincinnati Choral Academy, where we also partner with the Cincinnati Public Schools and go into the schools and serve youth that may or may not have a lot of singing going on in their schools. So it's a really rewarding program that we're a part of there. We also have what program we call Choral Quest, which is similar to the Choral Academy, but it goes out into the suburbs and it's a reduced time. Choral Academy goes throughout the school year and Choral Quest is an 8 to 10 week program.
CYC is a national leader in the children's and youth choir community, not only for artistic excellence, but also for new music. You have such a strong legacy of commissioning. Tell us about that.
I love doing new music. I really do. I feel like our singers get to partner with the orchestra and the choral program at CCM and have great exposure to wonderful composers and classical, for lack of a better word, repertoire that way. So in the repertoire we do, and we also, of course, partner a lot with May Festival and the orchestra there. So they have an incredibly beautiful professional level, if not truly professional opportunities.
From our local Cincinnati creators, that was Sing the Queen City from the Cincinnati May Festival. Hear more from the voices that make Cincinnati a musical place to live in with Sing the Queen City, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere. It's Chart Time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Well, what's old is new and hot again. From Wondery, the creators of Dr. Death comes Dr. Death Season 2. This season, Laura Beale introduces us to Dr. Fareed Fada. Between his prestigious education, years of experience, and pleasant bedside manner, Dr. Fada was everything you'd want in a doctor. But he was not who he appeared to be. This season, the story of hundreds of patients in Michigan, a doctor, and a poisonous secret. And already, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Dr. Death Season 2 and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.